From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A special session of the Senate convened today, but failed to deliver to the president's desk the gigantic spending bill approved yesterday by the House. So despite their control of Congress and the White House, Republicans will now have to wait until next year to finish up funding for a fiscal year that began more than 2 months ago. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
2 weeks after senators left town with assurances there would be no more roll call votes for the rest of the year, the Senate was back in session today. But only a handful of senators actually showed up. One was the leader of the Republican majority, Bill Frist.
We have returned today with the hope of completing our work on the appropriations process.
Left undone were more than half the 13 spending bills Congress is charged with passing each year to keep the federal government operating. Republican leaders decided to lump them all together in a so-called omnibus spending bill. And while that bill was debated and passed in the House yesterday with a roll call vote, Frist had hoped the Senate would dispatch it with a quick voice vote. But West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, calling the bill a monstrosity, insisted that all senators be held accountable for it.
My voice is not so good today, but it is good enough to say no. I object to passing this bill without a roll call.
But Frist said there would be no vote related to the omnibus until January 20th, the day the 108th Congress reconvenes for its 2004 session. Frist did not explain why he did not call his colleagues back sooner for a vote, and Byrd, who's the top Democrat on the Appropriations Committee, acted as though he sympathized.
I understand the reluctance of the majority leader. Their leadership worries that there may not be enough votes to pass the conference report and send it to the White House. But we wouldn't know that until we voted. That's not an unheard-of thing to ask members of the Senate to come back and vote.
And Ted Stevens, the Republican who chairs the Appropriations Committee, warned that holding up the spending bill could even cost lives. He said $50 million are in that bill for dealing with a flu pandemic that started early.
If this measure is delayed, that $50 million will sit in the Treasury while Americans go untreated and unvaccinated for this flu. I seriously question whether they can wait till January for that flu shot, and I hope something will be done to meet that very, very pressing problem.
But Minority Leader Tom Daschle pointed out the bill is also loaded down with thousands of so-called earmarks, lawmakers' pet projects that have never been debated by Congress, much less approved.
This bill is to good legislating what a dank basement corner is to good housekeeping. Both could stand a good dose of sunlight. And that's just what we intend to do. It may mean further delay, but one more month of delay is nothing compared to the enduring damage this bill will cause to the Senate, our government, and our nation.
Daschle said the bill also undoes provisions that were approved by both chambers that would have blocked new restrictions on overtime pay and new media ownership rules. He said, if anything, Congress should be approving an extension of federal unemployment benefits that expire 4 days before Christmas. Meanwhile, a stopgap resolution will keep money for the federal government flowing at last year's levels through January. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.